哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
All the senior members, all the brothers and sisters, may Lord's grace, peace, joy be with you all.
今天早上的第一节的聚会，小弟想跟大家一起分享的题目是信仰健康检查。
What I'd like to share with you this morning is faith health check.
我们总是要常常的做身体的健康检查。
We often need to examine our bodies.
在还没有遇到问题之前，我们就要做检查。
Before we run into illness, we need to have health checks.
因为如果有一天突然间遇到问题的时候，那时候再去做检查，可能那时候问题已经很大了。
If one day we find out there are issues to our bodies, and then when you do a health check, that could be very serious.
所以我们每年做定期的检查，让找到身体的一些健康的一些隐患啊，那找到的这些隐患，我们就能够尽早的来做治疗或者做预防。
So annually we need to conduct health checks so that we can find out some of the hidden issues that we have.
那既然我们这么看重我们肉体的健康
，We value our health.
虽然这个肉体是暂时的，我们都这么看重。
Even our body is temporary, but we value them.
更何况是我们属灵的生命。
Not to mention our spiritual life.
我们更是要加倍的看重属灵生命的健康。
And we should value the health of our spiritual life even more so.
不要等到问题大的时候才来面对这个问题。
And we shouldn't look at it when we have some serious issues to our spiritual life.
我们看雅各书的第一章。
Let's into the first chapter of James.
雅各书第一章的十四节。
James chapter 1 verse 14.
雅各书一章第十四节。
James chapter 1 verse 14.
好，我们大家一起来读。
Let's all read it.
一二三，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱惑的。十五节，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。阿门。在这边圣经告诉我们，信仰的健康有时候也是会出问题。
Here it tells us that sometimes we might run into issues when it comes to our spiritual life.
原来我们活在这世界当中，活在这个肉体里面。
Now we are in this world, we are in this body.
我们要面对的是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
What we're to face with is the lust, the pride of life.
那我们被试探是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
We're tempted because we are being led by our desires.
那问题一下子不会非常的严重，它是逐渐的长成的。
Initially, this desire won't be very serious. It will gradually become a serious problem.
在十五节说，私欲怀了胎，生出罪来。
Here in 15 says, then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
所以它有一个过程，才会生出罪来。
It's a progress. It will gradually become a sin.
这个罪虽小，会渐渐的长大。如果没有去处理它的话，长成以后就生出死来。
Sin will grow, and when it has run its course, brings forth death.
那时候有可能就甚至要回头，已经太晚了。
And if you want to turn back, then it will be too late.
所以就好像我们定期做健康的身体的健康检查，要在它问题还小的时候就找到它，来面对它，处理它。
Like to conduct health checks, we need to find out our health issues first before it starts to develop.
甚至有些人愿意花大钱做最精细、最详细、做全身的、彻透的检查，为了就是要检查到那微小的问题。
And somebody even willing to spend a lot of money to conduct a full health exam just in order to identify issues that may have in your body.
这是身体的检查。
So this is regarding your health check.
那我们属灵的生命要如何检查呢？
And how do we conduct health check on our spiritual life?
要用什么来检查呢？
And what do we need to use in order to examine our spiritual life?
不用钱。
It's free of money.
而且是大有功效的。
And it's very effective.
我们请看希伯来书的第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章的第十一节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11.
我们一起来读。
So read it.
一二三，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息， 免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。好，所以希伯来书的作者提醒我们。
So the author of the Hebrews remind us.
我们要竭力地进入那永远属灵的安息。
We need to make every effort in order for us to enter that rest.
因为有不是每一个人都能够进入。
Not everyone is able to enter it.
有些人可能本来在这一条道路上，但是后来软弱了，或者偏离了，或者是被私欲牵引，诱惑离开了。
Somebody might originally be able to enter, however, they were led astray by their desires.
这就是跌倒了，最后没有办法进入到那美好的安息里面。
They've fallen, so they end up not being able to enter that wonderful rest.
哦，那要怎么样能够找到自己现在属灵健康、属灵信仰的的一个情况呢？
And how are you able to conduct health check on your spiritual life?
十二节告诉我们。
Verse 12 tells us,
靠着神的话，神的道，就是圣经的话语。
Using the word, using the teachings in the Bible.
它比一切世上的仪器更加的精密，更加的准确，而且更加的深入，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开。
They are more accurate, they are more concise than any other devices that appear in this world.
连心中的思念跟主意都能辨明。
They are sharper than any double-edged sword and penetrate dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow, judges thoughts.
今天就算最精密的仪器扫描你的脑，可能可以看说，哦，脑的哪一个部分可能在做什么，回忆啊，快乐啊，忧伤啊。
There are devices out there that may be able to scan your brain and identify your thoughts, emotions.
但是神的道能够刺入到心中的思念跟主意，很细腻的，它都能够帮你辨明它。
However, the teachings of the Lord be able to identify your thoughts, intentions,
把它阐明出来
，and be able to reveal them.
帮你分辨善恶。
And be able to tell right from wrong.
不是照着你自己的意思去感觉说这个是好或者是不好，乃是照着神的道、神的标准和神的意思来分辨善恶。
Not according to your own value system, but according to God, so be able to tell right from wrong.
如果我们时常做这样子的信仰健康检查，借着神的道在辨明我们的心思意念。
And if able to conduct such a spiritual health check using God's word.
那当我们的心被私欲牵引诱惑，离开一点点的时候，马上就能够辨明出来。
And when we are tempted by our desires, then we'll be able to identify it right away.
马上就能够面对它，悔改、改变，然后回转过来，回转在正路上。
Then we're able to face it directly, and we're able to change course of it.
所以每一次来到灵恩大会的时候。
And whenever we come to spiritual convocation,
我们花更多的时间来聆听圣经里面的话语。
And we spend time listening to the teachings in the Bible.
我们花更多的时间跪在主前来祷告，用圣经的话语来思考，来省察自己的信仰。
And we want to spend time praying, and we want to spend time using the teachings of the Bible to conduct a health check on our spiritual life.
让我们的信仰能够发现问题的时候。尽早的做出改变，尽早做出省察。
So it will help us identify problems in our spiritual life, so that we'll be able to make changes to it.
那神的道这么的活泼，这么的有功效。
The word of God is active.
那真的能够在我的生命当中产生出它的功效来吗？
And can God's word really be effective in our spiritual life?
如果一个人不改变
，If one does not change,
问题绝对不在神的道。
And the problem, the issue does not lie within the word of God.
是在于我们如何面对神的道。
It lies within how we face the word of God.
我们去做身体健康检查的时候。
And when we conduct health checks.
那是一个被动的，你就是去，比如抽血啊，或者躺在那边机器扫描过去，他就给你报告。
It's a passive action. You just have to lie there. You might have to do blood works and have machine scan you.
你放松就好了。
You just have to lie there and relax.
但是道理的检查不一样啊。
But when it comes to health check on teachings in the Bible,
你就算坐在这里, 每个人都坐在这里,
even though you're sitting here today,
每个人都听一样的道理, 一样的有功效神的道,
even though you're listening to the same teachings,
但是它在每一个人的身上产生出来的功效却不一样。
But the effect that's going to display on you will be different.
因为我们不是被动的听道理而已。
Because we're not listening to the teachings of the Bible passively.
主动的去听道理, 去思考这个道理, 去慎思明辨。
We should be actively listen to the teaching of the Bible and understand it.
我们的心怎么样来领受这个道理?
How our hearts should be able to receive the teachings.
会决定, 这个道理在我们的生命当中所产生的功效。
Then you would determine how the effect of the word could demonstrate in our life.
我们请看路加福音。Let's
turn to Luke.
路加福音的第八章。Luke
chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章, 这里主耶稣讲了一个撒种的比喻。
Here in chapter 8 talks about parable of sower.
那我们用这个撒种的比喻, 主耶稣所讲的比喻来思考我们今天准备自己 在这一次的灵恩大会当中，聆听所栽种的道。
So we use this parable to help us understand the teachings I'm going to deliver to you today.
就是说，整个灵恩大会，准备心来领受接下来整个灵恩大会。
To prepare our heart throughout this spiritual convocation using the parable of the sower.
第十一节,
verse 11.
我们一起来读, 路加福音8章11节,
Luke chapter 8, verse 11.
1, 2, 3, 这比喻乃是这样, 种子就是神的道, 12节, 那些在路旁的, 就是人听了道, 随后魔鬼来, 从他们心里把道夺去, 恐怕他们信了得救。十三，那些在磐石上的，就是人听到，欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，及至遇见试炼，就退后了。十四，那落在荆棘里的，就是人听得到，走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。十五，那落在好土里的，就是人听得到，持守在诚实善良的心里。 并且忍耐着结实，阿们。主耶稣不只讲了这个撒种的比喻，还解释给门徒记载下来，给我们今天听。
And the Lord Jesus not only speaks about the parable of sower, it was also recorded, and he also taught the disciples about this.
撒种的人撒了种子。
So the sowers spread the seeds.
这个种子就是神的道。
The seeds are the word of God.
它出去撒的种子，每一粒种子都是好的，每一句神的话都是好的，都是有功效的。
Every single seed is good. Every teaching, every word of God is good.
但是这个种子它能不能够以后结实，长大结实，成为一个在这个改变这个人的生命，它要看撒在什么样子的土地里。
Whether these seeds can grow, it really depends on what kind of land it was planted in.
那这不一样的土地指的就是人不同种的心态。这个土地指的就是人的心呐。Places
where the seed lands on describe the heart of people.
第一个就是撒在路旁的。So
the first one is the one that was. Spread on the roadside.
对，第五节说到这个撒在路旁呢，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来吃尽了。
So the seed that scattered along the path was trampled on, and birds ate it up.
所以暂时的他得到了这个种子，但是后来这个种子不见了。
So he temporarily received the seed. At the end, the seed was gone.
那什么叫做被人践踏，天上的飞鸟来吃尽了呢？
And what does it mean by it was trampled on and birds ate it up?
12节主耶稣解释。
Verse 12, the Lord Jesus explains. So someone listened to the word of God.
但是魔鬼来从他们的心里把道理夺去。
However, the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts.
所以这个天上的飞鸟来吃的这个种子，就是魔鬼来从他的心里把道理夺去。
So when it said the bird ate it up, it means that the devil took away it from the people's hearts.
如果魔鬼可以随意到人的心里面把道理夺去，那还有谁能够得救呢？
And who can be saved if the devil can just easily snatch it off from your heart?
有谁能够得救？如果魔鬼可以自由的就跑到人家心中把道理夺去？
And who can receive salvation if you allow Satan to snatch it up from your heart?
魔鬼没有办法到每一个人的心中把道理夺去。
The devil cannot just simply take it away from your heart.
只有那些撒在路旁的。
Only those seeds that were spread on the roadside.
这个撒在路旁的种子被人践踏。
So the seed that was scattered along the path was trampled on. Even though that person listened to the word of God, he was able to understand the word of God. He was able to see through the word of God.
不好意思，他不看重这个道理。
He did not value the word of God.
好像践踏，就在路旁，就路旁，好像尘土石头就踩他嘛，践踏嘛，没有好好的去栽培他。
It wasn't carefully
没有好好的看重他。
Yeah, it wasn't valued. It wasn't carefully cultivated. That's why it was trampled on.
魔鬼看到你不要他太快乐了，赶快就来把他捡走了。他是收破烂的， and 你不要的，他才能够捡走啊。你如果很宝贵的，他是夺不走的。
And when the devil sees that you don't value the seed, he's going to come and quickly snatch it up from you.
如果是你很宝贵的，是没有人能够夺走的。
If you value the seed, then nobody can take it away from you.
我们来看路加福音的第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
十章的39节。
Verse 39.
路加福音十章39节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 39.
我们一起来读。
So read.
一二三，他有一个妹子，名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。我们跳到42节。
And read 42.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。阿门。 在这边主耶稣讲说，玛利亚她选择了一个上好的福分，是不能够被夺走的。
Here it says, Mary chose a blessing that cannot be taken away.
那她选择的是什么？就是坐在主耶稣的脚前来听主耶稣所讲的生命之道。And
what is it? It's to sit before the Lord and listen to the teachings of life.
那主耶稣说这是不能夺去的。
And the Lord Jesus said, this cannot be taken away.
那为什么在路加福音八章这个撒种的比喻当中，这个人的道理，心中的道理明明听了，但是能够被夺去呢？
And how come in chapter 8, the word of God was taken away, even though it was listened in?
原来就是心态不一样。
It has to do with the attitude.
那玛利亚她是很用心、很专心、很宝贵的来聆听主耶稣所讲的生命之道。
Mary concentrated on listening to the word of God and valued the word of God.
但是如果是存着另外一种心态，随随便便，或者觉得哎呀，这个反正我都听过了。If
you had a different attitude, if you treat God's word casually.
我信主40年了，有什么道理没有听过？
I believe the Lord for 40 years is nothing I haven't listened to.
我今天就是，如果不是圣经的要求，我也不用坐在这边听你的道理。
If it wasn't for the requirement of the Bible, I wouldn't be here today.
那这样子就很可惜了。And
it would be a shame.
所以我们这个就是信仰的检查。So
this is the health check regarding your spiritual life.
我们借着神的主耶稣所讲的比喻，检查我们听道理的心态。
Using the parable of the Lord Jesus to examine ourselves, our attitude.
尤其是在灵恩大会的时候。
Especially during the spiritual convocation.
真的，有时候我们要注意力集中，要来聆听这么多节的道理，是不简单。
It's not easy for you to see through the whole day and listening to the teaching.
但是如果我们看重这个道理，宝贵这个道理。
However, if you value the word of God,
那我们就能够得着这个道理。
And you'll be able to receive the word of God.
如果我们只是坐在这边，想说就是要点名啊，等主耶稣来点名，说安息日有打一个勾。
If you're only here to do the attendance,
没有很看重这个道理。
And you don't value the word of God.
你会发现你听了道理之后，那中午吃完饭，你都忘记早上听了什么了。
Then you realize, even after listening to the teachings, you will soon forget what you have listened.
你记得上个礼拜六，你听了什么道理吗？
And did you remember what you listened to last Sabbath?
好，我们继续。
Let's continue.
回到路加福音的第八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
八章的十三节。
Verse 13.
这讲到的第二种的心。
The second heart.
那些在磐石上的，就是人听到欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，及至遇见试炼就退后了。
Those on the rocky soil are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and yet those do not have a firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation, they fall away.
这个就是听到，但是他没有办法去行道。
It's those people who listen to the word of God, but not able to perform the word of God.
他听到这个道理的时候，觉得非常的好。
Upon hearing the word of God, they felt good.
好多的福分、平安以及喜乐。
Many blessings and joy come with the word of God.
也都有，这是实在的。
And this is solid.
但是这个道理也教导我们要走这个天国的道路。
The teachings also teaches us to walk on the path of heaven.
而且这一条道路它不是非常简单或者是好走的。
And it's not an easy path to walk on.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
十四章的第二十二节。
Verse 22.
《使徒行传》十四章二十二节
，Acts chapter 14 verse 22。
我们一起来读一二三，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道，又说我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。阿门。好，我们要把这一句话记起来。
We should remember this verse.
我们进入神的国。必须经历许多艰难。
It is through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God.
不是可能经历许多艰难。
It is not that you might go through tribulations.
如果说可能经历许多艰难，你可能会想说，那可能我就是那位不用经过艰难的。
If it's a possibility, then you might think that, oh, I could be the one that don't have to go through tribulations.
但是这一句话纠正了我们的观念。
However, this verse corrects our thinking.
告诉我们，进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。
It says it is through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God.
而且这个艰难是主动去面对的。
And you need to face these tribulations head on.
当试炼临到的时候，不能够退缩，不能够逃避。
When tribulations come upon you, you should not turn away from it. You should face it.
要靠着主耶稣基督的道理，就要靠着神的灵来胜过它，勇往直前，走在正路上。
And we should overcome them using the word of God and be on the path.
所以有些人他听到了道理。
Someone listened to the word of God.
但是他只拣选那些简单的、舒服的、福气的部分听而已。
However, they only choose what's comfortable, what's easy for them to take in.
选择性的遇到困难的、遇到难的地方、痛苦的，他就跳过去。
They're selective in terms of word of God. When it comes to the difficult part, they choose to skip them.
所以他每次来到教会听得很快乐。
So whenever they come to church, they will be joyful listening to the word of God.
他一点都不会觉得扎心。
And they won't feel that the teachings cut to the heart.
因为那些针对他不对的地方，他都跳过去了。
Because those teachings that were supposed to direct to them, they willingly choose to skip them.
一阵子看起来很好。
They might feel good for a little while.
但是真实遇到困难的时候，这个信仰就没有办法站立的稳。
When they faced with tribulations, they were not able to stand firm in their faith.
所以这边告诉我们，我们在听道理的时候，不要选择性的。
Here tells us that we should not be selective when it comes to the word of God.
不要只是听那个我已经做得到，我已经做得好的。
Do not just choose the word of God that only you feel that's easy to do.
特别要听的就是那个讲到我比较难做的地方。
You should pay close attention to the word of God, especially regarding the part that you're hard for you to take on.
更认真的去听那个部分。
You should put more efforts and take in those teachings.
那个就是得到帮助的时候。
And that's when you receive help.
信仰要成长的时候。
In order for your faith to grow.
对不对？你在看健康报告检查的时候。
And when you work at your health check reports.
你都是只是看那些好的指标吗？
Are you only look at the good indicators?
很好，你看我的这个血糖、血脂什么都很好。
Yes, all those good indicators indicate that I have good health.
你更重要看的是那些不好的，有 warning sign 的那些说，你现在已经在边缘了，要小心了，已经有点超标了。
And what's more important is you should pay close attention to the bad indicators.
要花更多的精力，更多的时间看在我们软弱的地方。
We should pay close attention to our weaknesses.
所以在听道理的时候，在读圣经的时候，发现，哎呀，这个对我来说真的很困难。感谢主。
And when reading the Bible, when listening to sermons, and when we know that something is difficult for us to do, then we should pay close attention to.
感谢主让我找到了原来我的问题在哪里。
And we should thank God that allowing us to find out where our problems are.
这个就是我需要改变的地方，这个就是我需要看重的地方。
And this is where I should make changes to, and this is where I should place values on.
这样子，神的道在我们的生命当中就是有功效的。
Only then the word of God can be effective in our life.
我们看回到路加福音八章的十四节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8, verse 14.
第三种的问题要找到的是什么呢？
And what is the third problem that we need to identify?
那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。
And the seed fell among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked by worries, riches, and pleasures of this life, and they bring no fruit to maturity.
这个其实是我们今天非常重要的一个省察。
And this is a very, this is something that we need to examine ourselves on.
没错，我们看重这个信仰，所以我们今天来到这边。我们每个礼拜都在守安息圣日。
And the reason that we're here today is because we value this faith and we observe Sabbath every Sabbath.
我们爱主耶稣。
We love the Lord Jesus.
但是问题在哪里？
And what are the problems?
我们同时也爱世上的一些享乐、宴乐、钱财。
At the same time, we also love the riches and the pleasure of this life.
那我们一次爱这两个怎么办呢？
And how can you love both of them?
或者你想说从礼拜天到礼拜五，我爱世界；礼拜六，我爱耶稣。
And can we choose to love the world from Sunday to Friday, and on Saturdays we love Jesus?
两个都爱的结果是什么？
And what would be the end result when you love both?
在这边告诉我们说，结不出成熟的籽粒来。
It tells us here that they bring no fruit to maturity.
那你可能会说，那我也是结出了一些籽粒啊，只是它还没有成熟。你没有100分，也有60分吧。
And then you could also say that yes, I bear some fruits, but even though I don't have the full maturity.
你没有 maturity 的，你没有成熟的籽粒能够吃吗？
If the fruits do not come to maturity, are you able to eat them?
能够用吗？它有任何的价值吗？你如果去超市会买那些不成熟的吗？那不能拿出来卖吗？
And is there any value to fruit that have no maturity? Are you able to buy them?
没有成熟其实就是没有结果。
No maturity means it bears no fruit.
如果我们看马太福音的十三章。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 13.
十三章的二十二节。
Verse 22.
撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财迷惑，把道挤住了。不能结实。
And the one sown with seed among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, and anxiety of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful.
这个就是对观福音。 Synoptic Gospel.
Synoptic Gospel.
就是两个福音书一起看，我们得到更全面的画面。
So we look at the two Gospels together, so we gain a better view of the Gospel.
路加福音我们刚刚读到，他说，结不出成熟的籽粒。
In the book of Luke, it says fruits to no, with no maturity.
哦，那在马太福音，他直接说不结实。
In the book of Matthew, it says it becomes unfruitful.
哦，所以如果没有办法，你可能今天你爱神一半，爱世界一半。
Today you love the world, you also love the Lord Jesus.
就好像这个种子被撒在荆棘里面。
It's like a seed scattered among the thorns.
它开始长，甚至要结实，但是同时这个荆棘又在那边挤住了。
When it starts to grow, when it starts to bear fruit, you realize the thorns are around it.
所以你看到这个籽粒的雏形，但是它永远长不到成熟，因为不够养分。
You see the seeds are starting to grow, but you're not going to see the seed to become fruitful.
那这个结局，它的一个从神看来就是怎么样，不能结实，没有结实。
And how God sees is that you will never become fruitful. Fruitful.
哦，跟前面那个磐石地，甚至跟路旁的是一样的结果，没有结果。
So the seed is like the seed that fell on the roadside and among the rocks.
哦，所以在灵恩大会的时候
，during the spiritual convocation，
是借着神的道，重新的来省察自己生命当中的顺序。
And we should take this opportunity to examine our priorities in life.
我们爱神多少，我们爱世界多少。
How much you love God and how much you love the world.
借着神的道省察自己，是不是还有荆棘在我们的心中，挤住了属灵生命的成长。
Using the word of God to examine ourselves and the seeds of us fell among the thorn that choked us.
神的道是大有功效的。
The word of God is very effective.
比一切两刃的利剑更快。
It's sharper than double-edged sword.
它不是拿去切别人。
We're not using this knife to cut someone else.
就是要来切我们自己心中的这些荆棘和蒺藜。
And we're using the knife to cut ourselves, to cut away the thorns.
在我们心中爱世界的心。
To cut our heart that loves the world.
贪爱世界的部分。
The part of heart that loves this world.
借着神的道，借着神道的力量，把它清洁出去。
Using the power of the word of God to cleanse our heart.
使我们的心真的成为一个好土壤。
So that our heart can become a good soil.
成为能够让神的道在我们心中扎根。成长，让我们的心得着生命，而且要得的更丰盛。
So that the seed can be planted and grow, so that we can receive abundance of life.
所以希望我们都能够准备我们的心呢。
And I hope that we all can prepare our hearts.
在这一次的灵恩大会当中，认真的来聆听圣经里面的每一句话。
Please pay close attention to every teachings during this spiritual convocation.
让神的话来显明我心中。哪一个部分还需要改进？
And allowing the word of God to reveal our weaknesses so that we can improve upon them.
那这个就是属灵的恩典了。
And this is the blessing of our faith.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
380首。
380.